Blackstone Audio presents The Holy War, The Losing and Taking Again of the Town of Mansoul by John Bunyan. This book is read by Derek Perkins. Preface. In the year 1682, there was published by Dorman Newman at the King's Arms in the Poultry and Benjamin Alsop at the Angel and Bible in the Poultry, a volume entitled The Holy War, made by Shaddai upon Diabolus for the regaining of the metropolis of the world, or the losing and taking again of the town of Mansoul. It was the work of John Bunyan, who, 16 years before, had published the story of his own spiritual struggle under the title of Grace Abounding to the Chief of Sinners, and, but 4 years before, had produced The Pilgrim's Progress, Part One. Bunyan had speedily followed the issue of The Pilgrim's Progress with The Life and Death of Mr. Badman, picture of English life and character as he had seen it, grimly faithful to fact. In The Holy War, Bunyan returned to allegory. As a piece of literature, the book is in no way inferior to The Pilgrim's Progress. If Bunyan had written nothing else, The Holy War would have sufficed to establish his claim to a place amongst the masters of English prose. As an appeal to the conscience, it is not a whit less effective than The Pilgrim's Progress, but in the power of seizing and retaining the reader's attention, it is scarcely so successful. Nevertheless, Macaulay held that, if there had been no Pilgrim's Progress, The Holy War would have been the first of religious allegories. In working out the details of The Holy War, Bunyan seems to have kept in mind his own experience. The fortifications of the city, the movements of the opposing forces, the changes in the municipal offices of Mansoul were reproductions of scenes and events that had but recently gone on under Bunyan's eyes. He adapted them with extraordinary success to the presentation both of the doctrines of grace and of the temptations which attend the Christian life. The characters and the incidents are, in effect, the characters and incidents of every age. It is this which gives to the story of Mansoul its undying freshness and suits it to the needs of men in all climes. The Holy War has been translated into many languages, including some of those with the scantiest of literature. Indeed, as this edition is being prepared for the press, assistance is being rendered by the Religious Tract Society in the printing of The Holy War in Congo. A.R. Buckland. To the reader. 'Tis strange to me that they that love to tell things done of old, yea, and that do excel their equals in historiology, speak not of Mansoul's wars, but let them lie dead like old fables, or such worthless things that to the reader no advantage brings. When men, let them make what they will their own, till they know this, are to themselves unknown. Of stories I well know there's diverse sorts, some foreign, some domestic, and reports are thereof made as fancy leads the writers. By books a man may guess at the inditers. Some will again of that which never was, nor will be, feign, and that without a cause, such matter, raise such mountains, tell such things of men, of laws, of countries, and of kings, and in their story seem to be so sage, and with such gravity clothe every page, that though their frontispiece says all is vain, yet to their way disciples they obtain. But, readers, I have somewhat else to do than with vain stories thus to trouble you. What here I say some men do know so well, they can with tears and joy the story tell. The town of Mansoul is well known to many, nor are her troubles doubted of by any that are acquainted with those histories that Mansoul and her wars anatomize. Then lend thine ear to what I do relate, touching the town of Mansoul and her state, how she was lost, took captive, made a slave, and how against him set that should her save, yea, how by hostile ways she did oppose her lord, and with his enemy did close. For they are true. He that will them deny must needs the best of records vilify. For my part, I myself was in the town, both when 'twas set up and when pulling down. I saw Diabolus in his possession, and Mansoul also under his oppression. Yea, I was there when she owned him for lord, and to him